This is Precious Metals, 101.5 UMFM, the gold standard of underground radio. I'm your host, Tyler, and you just heard Blood Ceremony with The Devil's Widow from their album Lords of Misrule, released in 2016. I always enjoy the flute solos that band has to offer. They're on quite a few of their songs. I feel like they're overdue for a new album. They had an EP in 2019 that was pretty good, but they've been all quiet since then. Hopefully they've got something in the works. On tonight's episode, we have a mixed bag of extreme metal as usual. We've got some black metal, some tech death, some kind of weird techie stuff, and, you know, just kind of the usual, what you would come to expect from a program such as this. We're going to open it up with a new Gavora track called Blood-Soaked Catabasis, and after that we're going to play another Canadian band. We have Beyond Creation with their track The Inversion from their album Algorithm. It's honestly probably the only good track from that album, but that's just one man's opinion. I didn't really like that one overall, but we're going to close that little set off with a track from Baycore Keelish called Wretched Dawn, released on I Void Hanger Records just earlier this year. This is Precious Metals, 101.5 UMFM, the gold standard of underground radio. Welcome back to Precious Metals on 101.5 UM-FM. I'm your host, Tyler, and you just heard Gavura with Blood-Soaked Catabasis, The Inversion by Beyond Creation, and Bakor Kilish with Wretched Dawn. Up next, we have some nasty kind of war metal stuff for you and a couple not quite metal tracks, but I like them enough to shoehorn them into this one. I guess I do that from time to time. You can only play so much metal before you're kind of like, can I like branch out a little bit, kind of like try some other things, you know? Like a few episodes ago, we had some like hip hop and that sort of thing, but don't tell anyone, this is supposed to be a metal show after all. We're going to play the track Erratic Hate by Black Fucking Cancer from their album Procreate in Verse, released in 2022. After that, we're going to play a track from the upcoming Birds in Row album. It's called Gris Klein, perhaps? I don't know if they're going... I assume they're going for the French angle on that. Considering they are from France, this is actually my favorite band. I'm considering going to Belgium to see them next month, just, you know, so I can have that experience. I feel like it would be money well spent. I like them. They've been one of my favorite bands since, like, 2013, so I have no reason to not go, honestly. Like, what else am I going to do with my vacation time? But we're going to close that set off with a track from Lingua Ignota. We're going to play the single O Ruthless Great Divine Director that was never released on a full length of hers. I honestly think this is her best song. Maybe that's just because it has blast beats and I'm biased towards such things. But it hits hard. Lyrics hit hard, like most of her songs. And yeah, it's an all around... It's a listen, all right. I don't know what else to say about it. This is Precious Metals, 101.5 UM-FM, the gold standard of underground radio. We'll be right back.
everything you've got, ungoverned by any master, unloved by any god. Have they told you that my tongue is alight with violet flame, and every eye shall see me, every voice shall speak my name?
Welcome back to Precious Metals on 101.5 UMFM. You just heard Black Fucking Cancer with Erratic Hate, Noah by Birds in Row, and Oh Ruthless Great Divine Director by Lingua Ignata. We're almost done for tonight, so I'm going to play one more track for you, but before that, I would like to thank you so much for listening. It truly does mean the world to me, and I hope you found a track or two you liked along the way. On the last song we're going to play here, we have Mitochondrion, a staple of the program, always gets generous amounts of playtime. I enjoy their all-around ugliness, to be honest. We're going to play a track from probably my least favorite album of theirs, surprisingly. We're going to play Trials from the album Parasygnosis. This was, I think, their last full length before they went on a little hiatus, and they started doing more stuff with Auroch, considering it's mostly the same members between those two bands. But yeah, good drumming, horrifying vocals, unsettling, you know, guitars and everything else, and a general atmosphere of existential dread. So yeah, that is what awaits you in the trials of this Mitochondrion song. Once again, I'm your host, Tyler. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing night and a wonderful rest of your week, and you are about to hear Trials by Mitochondrion.